Listening Dog Media.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The Offside Rule. Promoting women's football since 2013.
This week, we've got Nicole Rolser on the show, who Natasha Dowie knows very well from her glory days at Liverpool. You won back-to-back titles together. And the reason, Tash, that we've invited Nikki along to have a chat with us is to talk about careers post-football and what a lot of players go on to do. And Nikki, just fill us in on what your current role is.
I'm the team manager of the Bayern Munich women since 2020 now.
Excellent. So to go from being a player into that general manager role, what was that transition like for you?
I did my ACL three times. I did it in 2018 again. And yeah, my body was just dead. So my contract was running out in 2020. And I got the opportunity to be a team manager at the club. And yeah, if I'm honest, That's a great opportunity for me, and it's a great job. I love it. And yeah, it was the right decision just to stop my football career, just to be able to, yeah, play a little bit football or to do some sports when I'm older.
Nikki, how did you find the transition? You know, the first maybe couple of months after being Nicole Rosler, the football player, to then general manager, did you struggle? Did you find the transition pretty easy?
It was quite hard in the beginning, if I'm honest, because I was a player and now, yeah, I'm in the office. I had a lot of friends in the changing room. It was hard to find the distance. Yeah. It was also hard when I was training outside and I was sitting in the office. In the beginning, I was a few times outside just to watch training. Yeah. But yeah, after a few months, it got better and better, and it was totally the right decision. And yeah, I'm really happy that I got the opportunity.
No, I know exactly how you feel, actually, because I feel like our situation is quite similar. You know, with the ambassador role now, I feel like, and it's probably harder for you because you're in that environment still, seeing them training every day, whereas I'm based, you know, a bit away from Melwood. But I remember, like you said, that friendship thing. It's like, now I'm the ambassador, I kind of have to take a step back. You know, I can't maybe be socializing as much with the girls because I'm working for the club now. And it's so hard. And especially because you were so young as well. You know, I think that must have, I kind of felt like I could still play and still have an impact. So I think that kind of stepping away, I can definitely, I can understand how you're feeling 100%.
Yeah, it was quite hard, but it was totally the right decision. So after a few months, I knew it was the right decision because I love my job and my body was just like not good enough for this level of football.
Did you both make plans for life post-football? It seems from your injury, Nikki, that you got an opportunity that might have been quite fortunistic, really. You know, it was there. They had a vacancy when you were at the club and you were having some time away from the first team. So it might have been that you could sow those seeds for what you did next. And likewise with you, Tash, I think your relationship at Liverpool, you've nurtured over time, haven't you?
Yep, you go first, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I was studying while I was a player in Liverpool, and I was working for a third division club in Munich while I was playing for Bayern Munich. So yeah, because I did my ACL like two times when I was really young, so I knew if I happened a third time, yeah, it could be like my career could be over, and that what happened. So I was planning like my second job after my football career, and I think that was a really, really good decision.
I think as well, I think the thing that you definitely did, Nikki, that I didn't, was the education. And I think I always remember that when we played together at Liverpool, you were always so smart, always studying. And I think probably that's where I then had to build, like you said, Lindsay, relationships within the club. You know, I'd like to think I'm a people person. I ask questions. I like to build relationships. So yes, I don't have the degrees or qualifications, but I feel like potentially the way I wore the badge, the way I represented Liverpool is what allowed me to now do this role. And I also feel like, Nikki, you did that as well. You know, I do think that the respect from playing at Bayern Munich, you know, I know you as a person, you know, you're not just a great football player, you're a great person. So yes, you had the qualifications and you're a smart girl, but I also feel like even if you didn't have that, I feel like you would have got that role within the club just because of that relationship you built, which I think is really important. And I think this is, I go into academies now and I talk to girls and I say, look, do your education. That is so important. But if it doesn't happen, I think there's so many opportunities that can still happen through connections and building relationships. And I think that's really important.
I do want to come back to the role of general manager with you, Nikki, just to find out what that entails. But first of all, just for those people listening who are thinking, you know what, I came to WSL a little bit later. I know that Liverpool won back-to-back titles, but I'm not so familiar with that team. I'm going to allow Tash to just describe you as a player, because you were Players' Player of the Year in 2014. You'd been there for both of those winning seasons, and then you went on to Bayern Munich after Liverpool. So Tash, you're great at this. Just tell everyone what sort of player Nikki was.
That's easy. It's my privilege, to be honest. I think, in my opinion, she is one of the best that's ever put on a Liverpool shirt. I think that she came to Liverpool and truthfully, we were all guilty. We maybe hadn't have heard of these players that Matt Beard brought over, and Nikki was one of them. And as soon as I started training with her and playing with her, I thought, my life is going to be so easy as a centre forward, because she had such a low sense of gravity, like a Messi, you know, the way that he can like just get in between players, so skillful. I think she must have won us 7 or 8 penalties throughout the season because people just had to take her down. You know, she could score goals. She scored so many important goals for us. She assisted me so many times, you know, so I definitely wouldn't have got the golden boot without Nikki and my team, 100%. And I think the great thing, the first year when we won the league, it was me, Nikki and Louise Fors, top 3 goal scorers. So it was kind of fun. We were not all competing for golden boot, but it was just lovely to know that, you know, we were all contributing and, you know, kind of fighting for that golden boot. But how nice to see all 3 of us, you know, at the top of the table. So I was devastated when she left, to be honest. And I think it showed really, you know, because when she did left, we struggled massively. I think you can see that the success we had. And then when we started losing people like Nikki, you know, your Amanda Tacostas, Whitney Engens, all those talented players we had there, the team unfortunately suffered. So, yeah, absolute privilege, you know, one of my favorite players to ever have played with.
Thank you, Tash.
But it's true, honestly, it is.
Yeah, I love playing with you as well. So we had 2.5 great seasons.
Very true.
So the general manager role, Nikki, break that down for us. For anyone who loves watching women's football and they might not be the most skillful in terms of playing, but they might want a career in it eventually. What does your current role entail?
I just wanna that the players they need to be like just their heads on the field, and I wanna like do everything outside of the field so they can focus on football and everything what's outside, what happened outside. It's like my job. I wanna keep everything away. I want to do my best, like in terms of hotels, flights, traveling, food. I'm the main contact of the Champions League. Things like this. I want to help like players who come from abroad that they can settle in very well. What I did, that was great when I signed for Liverpool. I felt very welcome, and that's my target. I want players who come from abroad that they settle in very well and they can like focus on football and can bring their best on the pitch.
I think that's so important though as well, and I think you being a player, I think, is even more valid because you've travelled. So you've maybe had good experience and bad. You know, I can only think, I relate to myself that when, for instance, I signed for AC Milan, you know, a massive club like AC Milan, and I thought, oh my God, this is going to be incredible. And I remember getting picked up at the airport, doing all the medicals, and I thought, okay, this is really top professional. And then I remember getting dropped off at the apartment, you know, and things like it wasn't cleaned, you know, there was no covers, there was no sheets, there was no duvets, no cutlery, no nothing, you know. And this was, I think it was at 10 p.m. at night, no food, you know, not even just a bit of milk in the fridge, you know. And this is a new country that I've moved to, know, I don't speak Italian, you know, and it's luckily I was with my partner, Becky. But if you're on your own, that's quite a daunting prospect. You go there, you're hungry, you've been traveling all day, you haven't got any bed covers. I was in IKEA shopping at 10 p.m. at night, spending like over 400.
They've got those everywhere.
Spending over £400 just to kit myself up and things like that. Just shouldn't be happening at this level, you know. So I think, Nikki, it's spot on. Like, you know what the players need, and I think there's nothing more powerful than the players just being able to focus fully on the football. So yeah, they're very lucky to have you, for sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, because I was a player and I know what they need and what they want. And yeah, I mean, women's football, it's just, they are the Bundesliga just growing and growing, and I know how it feels if I'm a player and I just want to play football and give the best on the pitch.
What is, out of your interest, Nick, sorry, Lynn, what is the difference between the WSL and Bundesliga, would you say? Is there any big differences from what you see?
I think the Bundesliga is more tactical. In England, it's more physical, I would say. And the media and TV is like more, yeah, more and more than in Germany. But we are getting there. But it was a huge development when I came in 2013. And now in England, it's amazing. Amazing to see.
What are your key relationships at the club now in this new role? Is it with the manager? Do you also work with the business side of the club when they're wanting to bring in those players that you're helping settle in? Do you help identify talent? Are you involved in that process?
I'm not involved in identified talents. I'm just like the person between the team and the manager. So I want to help if something happens. I want that the players feel trust in me, that they can come to me if something happens, and I might speak to the sporting director or to the coach, whatever. I'm like a person who they can trust in everything.
We have a couple of high-profile Bayern Munich players that left Chelsea to go to you, in Magdalena Eriksson and Pernille Harder. What did you do with them? How did you help them settle in? Well, give us a case.
Yeah, I mean, they're great players. And for example, I helped them in a medical check. I picked them up at the airport. I brought them to the apartment, showed them a little bit around. Yeah, things like this.
So, and did they know your career?
Joe, I was just about to ask that, Lindsay. I was going to say, I hope they knew how good you were. Not that you're just a general manager. Good.
If I'm honest, Pernille Harder, she knew me from Wolfsburg when we played each other. But it was quite funny because when I saw them the first time, she knew who I am. Oh, so it was quite nice. And we had a good first
impression,
meeting and relationship. And yeah. It was quite cool. The same with Georgia Stanway.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Georgia Stanway, of course, yeah.
Yeah, because she
I feel like she's been over there so long now.
Yeah, that's true, Yeah, but she came to Munich and I showed her around. We went for food and, yeah, it was really, really cool because we had, like, similar things with the English league and we know you, Tash, you were, like, a player who she knows and I, and yeah, it was great. And Georgia, I mean, she's the first English player for us, so it's quite cool to see, yeah.
Can we round off, because we're very grateful for your time, Nikki, but we must let you get back to your duties at Bayern Munich, but can we just round off by what advice or what state you think the game is in for players post-football? Because as in your case, Nikki, there can be injuries that cause players' careers to be shortened, or just for the fact that, you know, a career comes to an end and then they've got to go on to try and do something else. And there are organisations, certainly here in England, to try and help with that. I'm sure that's the case over in Germany as well. But do you think there's more that can be done, or do you feel quite optimistic about the future for when players either retire or are forced into retirement?
I feel quite optimistic, if I'm honest. So we as a club, we prepare the players. We offer them some studying while they play football. And we have like some, how would I say it? It's like some people, they help them. So like our sponsors, they can do like internships and things like this. So we are quite good in this because we want to help like the players, because when they stop the career, they need to go to work. I mean, it's getting better and better with the money, but still you can be done like from this day to another day. So because of injuries and things like this. Yeah.
Clap back from your perspective, Tash.
Yeah, you know what? I think that sounds amazing what Nikki's been saying. I think that the PFA is obviously big over here with regards to, you know, putting on courses for players to get involved in and to do their studies. I definitely think I think roles like what I have myself, what Nikki has, you know, making them a bit more well known, it then allows players to think, okay, there is pathways forming. I think we might be the first, you know, I might be the first female ambassador, but hopefully I'm not the last. Same for Nikki, you know, and I think it's important that we keep, you know, opening doors and opportunities so when the females do eventually have to retire, there are more pathways for them. The same in the media, Lindsay, you know, you see now, you know, back when you were doing it, when me and Nikki were winning the league, you know, there was probably just yourself. Whereas now there's so many more females in the media industry. And I think that's because of yourself, you know, opening up doors and giving people opportunities. So I think it's really important that we all empower each other.
Yeah. And there's always enough to go around. Exactly. I think if you're good enough, you'll be there, won't you? Nikki, we wish you all the best with the rest of the season at Bayern Munich. We'll be checking in. I'm sure Tash will be checking in as well on how you're doing throughout the rest of the year.
And she's coming over soon to see us. She's coming to the United game versus Liverpool. So have a nice weekend in Liverpool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Excellent. Thank you so
much. See you, Nick. Nice to see you.
The Offside Rule with Lindsay Hooper and Natasha Dowie. Podcast Network.